The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
It is time for Am I Wrong? And we've got Randy on the line. Randy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Randy.
Doing great, man. Doing great, man. What's up? Are you having some kind of horrible argument with some loved one that's pushing your relationship to the brink of disparagement?
Well, the disagreement is it's with my wife, Holly.
Your wife, Holly. And what's her damage?
You know, as you know, it was Christmas, you know, and she's very, very...
Yeah, I remember.
Like I said, you know, enthusiastic. And you know, so we have all the Christmas decorations and Christmas lights and all this cheer all over the house that I'm really trying to start to slowly take down.
Right.
She doesn't want me to take it down. You know,
she doesn't want you to take down your Christmas decoration, like ever, or just like today?
You know, she is still in the mindset that this is the happiest time of year. And, you know, she wants it. She says that Groundhog's Day is the appropriate date to start taking all the Christmas cheer down.
Groundhog Day.
What?
Yeah.
February 2nd.
What is that?
That's February 2nd, Megan.
Oh.
It feels like it could be the end of February.
I mean, that's like a long time. Yeah, that's a whole month of... All right, hang on. Let's call Holly and find out what's going on with her.
I mean, I stopped watering the tree.
No, I'm sure it would stop. It probably stopped drinking, dude. It's probably been dead for a while.
Right.
Let's call her and find out what's going on, shall we?
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Holly.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hi. See, that's weird. She didn't think that was odd at all.
Yeah, you can tell.
Holly, hey, it's Mark Kay and Megan, by the way, from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Hi.
Megan, tell her the other news.
We have your husband Randy on the phone.
What? Why?
Morning, Holly.
Yeah, well, he told us that he wants to take down the Christmas decorations, but you won't let him for another month.
Oh my gosh, you called them over that? What is wrong with you?
Is that true, Holly?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, oh my gosh, it takes me 2.5 weeks to put everything up, and it's so much work, and, you know, I want to enjoy it. It's the happiest time of the year. It's, like, so pretty.
Well, it was the happiest time of the year. Now it's the new year.
Right. And like halfway into January.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like Three Kings Day just passed. You know, part of the world, it just celebrated Christmas, really. So, you know, that kind of counts. And
Three Kings Day. Yeah. Okay.
Right? What's a few extra weeks? I mean, it's so beautiful and pretty.
But your husband tried to take it down and you got really mad or upset or something. Did something happen?
Yeah, we had a big fight about it. I'm like, what's the big deal? What's the harm? You know, I mean, Christmas was the only time I was really happy as a kid. And it was like, you know, in our house, it really was like this really special celebration.
I mean,
you know, that's why my parents call me Holly, you know, for God's sake. So,
oh, they named you after Christmas.
Yeah, they named me after Christmas. So it's like this really special thing in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't see what the harm is. A couple extra weeks. It's not hurting anybody. And it makes me happy.
Hurting anybody.
And I'm just like, what's the big deal?
This is how excessive it is that you had put up decorations all the way up until Christmas Day. And you were even putting them up on Christmas Day. Then after Christmas Day, you went out and bought all the cheap stuff that nobody wanted, brought that back to the house, and put that up. So... I don't understand what you're looking for.
Wait, Holly, you decorated for Christmas after Christmas?
Well, I mean, it's the best time to get, you know, to get all those sales and bargains. I mean, that's just
okay.
Smart.
All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. Amy.
Hey,
how are you, Amy?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this woman who wants to keep her directions?
keeping the directions.
Her decorations up until Groundhog Day.
Okay, here's what I think. Early in my marriage, I've been married for almost 8 years, we decided to take turns winning. You know, if it is that important to her, embrace it. Let her be unique and do what she wants. Because I guarantee there are going to be quirky things about him, maybe there are now, that she will allow him. Okay, if it's that important to you, buddy, go ahead. You know, I'll accept it. And so I think that he should be okay with it and embrace it and let her win. Let her win it if it's that important.
Let her win. Okay. Yeah. Good advice from someone who's been married almost 8 years.
It's not that long, I know, but we're happy and it works for us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for calling. Call me back after 12. This is Liz from Orange Park. How are you, Liz?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, doing great. What do you think about this whole thing?
I think that waiting until February is way too long to take down them decorations.
Yeah.
I mean, even my parents used to always make sure they were down before end of January, and they're procrastinators.
And they're even the procrastinators have them down before February.
Seriously.
I just feel like it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, according to my husband, Three Kings Day is the last day you're allowed to have your decorations up. So that was the day we took everything down.
When was it? That was just last Sunday or something, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was like 2 days ago now.
I don't even know what that is.
Megan didn't go to Catholic school.
No.
Megan,
I didn't either. My husband had to explain it to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Megan, you still have your decorations up,
no,
right?
No, I took everything down, but we still have the tree up. I just need to wait for my boyfriend to go throw it out. But besides that.
We do too. But
I mean,
we
have a
plastic tree.
Yeah.
So
yeah, don't throw that out. Don't throw that out. Hey,
well,
thanks
I just
so
feel like
calling.
If you still have your lights on and up outside, it's like embarrassing. People drive by and they're like,
This was the first year that we had everything down before New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
Usually we wait till after New Year's Eve. But I think what happened was we were just like sitting around the house one day and we were bored and the tree was dead and we're just like, let's just do this.
A lot of people leave them up through New Year's, though.
Yeah. Our tree died really early, though, too. I don't know if they didn't cut it properly because it had like one bottle of water the first day after Thanksgiving and then it stopped drinking. So I knew it wasn't going to make it all the way to January. Carol from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Carol, what do you want to say about the Christmas decorations? When's the last day you should really have them up?
Okay. I think she should be able to keep them up for another month. I don't get to celebrate Christmas. I look forward to when people put all their lights up, but I drive around and look at all the neighborhoods. And it's just, you know, maybe a few extra weeks. It makes her happy. Now, the one thing I don't know about the Christmas tree, you know, if it dies and needles are falling everywhere.
Maybe yeah, it's like a big fire hazard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is there a rule? I don't know.
I just feel like the longer you keep it up, the sadder it is. Because Christmas is supposed to be, you know, the reason it's such a happy and enjoyable experience is because it's not every day.
Right, exactly. It's
yeah.
I don't really
take the tree down, maybe throw that out, but leave everything else up. I mean, it's just a few extra weeks. Make her happy. I mean, is it bothering? Who was it bothering except for, I'm sorry, her husband, which is important.
Who's it bothering? That's
it's only bothering
guy.
Her husband. F that guy. Hey, Carrie from Mandarin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Great, Carrie. What do you want to say?
So I love Polly's ideas, and I love that she celebrates for so long. I just want to warn her husband. You know, he wants to step in and make sure that they're being that they're ending Christmas in a timely manner and in her eyes kind of cutting it short. Well, I know the next holiday coming up in my marriage is Valentine's Day, and I know what comes with Valentine's Day in my husband's eyes. And I just want him to be aware that if he cuts her Christmas short, I don't want her to, you know, he may not want her to cut his Valentine's Day short.
I see where you're going with this.
That's a good point.
That is a great point. Hey, thanks so much for sharing that, Carrie. That's solid advice for any man. Don't be a jerk bag till after February 14th.
Yeah.
Well, Randy, look, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, your wife, you know, if it makes her happy, why would you want to stand in the way of that?
I mean, it's all about her. You know, this is a whole layered issue. I mean, I can only appease her so much.
Right.
Yes, maybe this is the break. Maybe this is my breaking point. I just don't want to be staring at a Christmas tree when, you know, I'm watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, that gives you a week between Groundhog Day and Super Bowl Sunday to put away 2.5 weeks worth of decoration. Maybe if you work hard or get some buddies over.
You could do it.
You know, a couple six packs of beer.
Happen. It's all going to have to happen in like one day, you know, and I just.
Look, it's better than having to do it on Super Bowl Sunday is all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.